How did Kali got here?
Kali?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mean how it get down there from underside to downside? It's a story. I never see it myself, too. You saw Grandpa Mickey, you know Mickey. We never see it, too. It was before him. And maybe somebody else see it, all right? It wasn't there anyway. But Mickey and Eunice, what they hear, you know, they believe it too, some. It's just like right under the dew line, that flat part. It was bigger before it was small. Just like about that size over there. Kali is same size as that one, eh? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, that old lady got a grandson. They live alone in the beach down there, where there's no Kali. You know, not that hill wasn't there. And that boy, he knows it, when they come on this side, you know, they could pick some green leaves, like ipek and those round ones, sweet ones, that you see under her rug. Mm-hmm. He told his grandma that he wanted to have some green leaves, two kinds, three kinds. The third kind is down in the beach. You know those little willows in the ground?
Those
little leaves, springtime. They call those shrubs, but they're bitter.
They look like hearts?
No. That's oblong, real leaves.
And those red ones?
And those oblong ones are ipeks.
Red ones?
Mm-hmm. They're long ones. They turn some red late. Yeah. They green springtime, and those another green ones, round ones, almost round ones. Real sweet ones, you know. What we call them in Eskimo? That boy want to have sweet leaves. He keep going, his grandma just want some sweet leaves, you know. But they're on this side. And somehow his grandma tell him, I'll go get some tomorrow. But you have to stay inside the house, no matter how long I stay away, till I go home. You know, we don't know which way she would get it. So they eat breakfast in the morning, and then old lady get her ulu and get ready to go get green leaves. That grandson don't know she will bring big piece of land. that little boy wait all day. He cannot go out. His grandma tell him not to go out and peek, you know. So he stay and finally start to get dark. He gets scared and he get tired of listening. No grandma. So he go peek out before it get too dark. And there it was, his grandma pulling that big piece of ground. She was going to bring it really on top of that sandspit. But just when she get in the beach, that little boy see his grandma. And that piece of that Kali stopped because his grandson see him. She was pulling it. And that's where it stopped. She can't pull it more. And she know that little boy, grandson, peek out through the door and see her. Anyway, he could go pick some. Maybe they move on, huh? You see that, Mickey used to tell me that's where the grandma's grave is. You see that Mickey's house? And there's one whale bone jar. It gets small now. It's right out in the front, you know it, where Auntie Grace from the Ikea to tie her clothes like. One time it cut the Grace, pick it up and put it more down where it belongs, you know. It's still standing there. But Auntie Mickey say maybe old lady's grave there, maybe the old house place there or something like that. But Mickey never see it too. Because Mickey come down late 1900s. Maybe that lived Grandma Yusharman, eh?
Probably was,
uh-huh. Yeah, maybe that's the only way she could pull that big piece of ground across. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how they do the shamaning. Which way they call it, I don't even see any kind like that. Just like you kids, I don't know nothing about shaman. My mama knows. She see the when she was little girl. They she get scared the my mama and papa they know when they shaman can point her. Can they go? Some of that tunak is very strong too. When you be funny, he say, that's mine. I don't like to be tunak. Shaman is no good for me, eh? Maybe it's good to use it like pulling that color though.
It's good to use it as good magic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Might be. Maybe it was long time ago, maybe I shaman and get some berries too. I don't know.
How did they make the houses?
Here in Burnley?
Mm-hmm.
Or they have houses, you know, the two sorts?
Mm-hmm.
In the beach? I see them, how they make them. They cut them inside. No matter how big the log is, you know, or when they could cut it in half, they cut it in half and then stand it up and shave it down smooth. Whatever way they could make them smooth. Even they make floors out of driftwood, you know those driftwood?
Mm-hmm.
They cut them in half, maybe if they have to cut some more. Maybe they cut them in 3 pieces, 4 pieces, side by side, lay them in the floor, in the ground. And shave them smooth. And when they get dirty, I see Aka Eunice and Rachel, old people. They shave that, but they can't clean it when it kind of gets stained. They use this plain.
Yeah.
They got plain. They plain it up. They turn really white. You know, take that wood that is stained with dirt, they always turn real white, smooth it up. All right, I tell you about my first walrus hunt when I get to Point Lake, about 1934, 34, 36, 12, 13, 14, 15, okay, about 33, 34. Walrus hunt, first time I followed with Mickey Two Rucks. They had Mickey Two Rucks, Eunice, Mama, Eskimo name was Kimmick, Lois, little old lady, she followed. Always followed. She's the one that teach me. And Marie Tura, me, Helen, that old lady, and I don't know how many men. Whale boat and a skin boat and little boat. A two-man boat, you know, little canoe. To get around little ways, like, because they never have motors. Oh, Mickey got motors that time. We could. He got lunch, that import motor,
mm-hmm.
Little whale boat, like little whale boat, smaller than whale boat, and a really whale boat, wooden one, and then skin boat behind. And oh, that...
That little boat across?
Yeah. No, there's nothing left there now. You see? That
little
boat? That has import motor?
Mm-hmm.
That import motor?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Up there.
Back of whose house? No, it's not down there. Except that Suzuki's. Where is it now too? Is it still down there?
There's those old boats.
Yeah, there's Nahok's old boat in the end on this side. Nahok,
like,
old man
Nahok.
Yeah, that's Billy Nahok's. Suzuki's, our boat lunch, and way in the end of the village is Nahok. There's only four, that three
oh,
of
that
them,
one
three of
out
them,
out
our
by
main
lease?
Ones, yeah.
By lease?
Huh?
That by lease?
Yeah, that's a type of Nahok. Yeah.
Still good.
2 weeks, we'll put that airplane from the airport. Fly too much, couldn't go up and finally up.
He read into it?
Yeah.
With the plane?
Yeah, with the plane. That's the time Grace and Irma of Felix,
uh-huh.
Our little boy. Not about like Kiki, but Kiki could run fast, almost as much as you. My sister Grace and him, we go home, they go home. They go to airport. And that plane go end of the airstrip. So, ooh, he couldn't stop, he couldn't stop. Everybody go like this, you know. It lift a little bit, all right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he thought he'd make it. But before he go too high, that there's an aerial post.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wire, he touched that with his wing and it's... Right on the boat, rail boat,
yeah.
And it's just spread it like this.
Was he okay?
Everybody was okay.
Okay.
They
good.
Couldn't go back and go, didn't go forward, you
yeah.
know. There was Lucy in there too. There were five people in that plane. They cut a little bit, not too much, shook up all right.
Mm-hmm.
That plane didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
It was all right. They take him down.
And the plane was okay after they took it out of there?
Yeah, they were all right.
Mm-hmm.
They had to take, we had to take that pilot up to the dew line and then send him up to there. Somebody else get that plane. No, everybody
yeah.
almost lifted it, bring it over, start the motors, and go to airstrip. He could have stopped quite a long ways, all right.
Mm-hmm.
He barely missed those other boats. You know, people and boats
yeah.
and tanks and everything. And finally he ended up in that quiet. He almost get up all right.
Yeah.
Good thing he didn't bump those other ones.
So you were going to go walrus hunting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Walrus hunting, we go walrus hunting. We go way down in June. Last week of June, really smooth. I go way, way down. I can't see no more mountains. Just water. Can't see no ground. And we could hear the walrus. I thought we start to reach ground because I could see black spot all the way south, all the way up. It was that current. We get to that current from Point Hope to Barrow. You know
yeah.
the current?
Uh-huh, I bet about
and that's where the walrus was on top of the ice and, you know, those driftwood, ice, broken up. All the big ices was full of walrus. Epony, can't hear nothing. Just like lots of noise and motor. Like that, you know, some different noise. And first time I see walrus, I can't look at them. I sit inside the boat because I'm no good. I now won't hunt. I just watch people what they're doing, you know. That old lady tells me, stop, keep still. Don't sink. So I tried not to think, I just watched. And when everybody showed up, I was like anything. Happy New Year, like. And she said, get down, people. Everybody pulled all the boats up, except that little motor boat. Somebody stay and they run away. Oh, what? Get away from the waters, you know. We bring whale boat, skin boat, just like nothing, you know, everybody put. Slide them up on top of the ice. Right where we kill. Right where they kill the walrus. All around lots of walrus. Looking there and the iron top ice is real slippery. I have to do what they tell me to do. Make tea. And later on, I learn how to use hook. When I know how to balance on top of the ice, it's real slippery mostly. We use mucklucks too, real slippery ones. Nobody has. Yeah, we cut them up. They cut them up real hot, you know. Even the jerking, the walrus meat is jerking. Even they do that, they cut them up. Keep putting them in the boat. And that old lady said, get dish pan. You know, we got big dish pan. So I get it. She was working in the, somewhere inside. And she filled it with water. I filled it with soft water. She dumped that walrus stomach. Really big stomach full. I think I won't eat walrus stomach, what's inside, you know. She wash it up, drain it, she tell me to put some more water. I get kettle, wash it, finally she end up get fresh water, last one. There's fresh water on top of the ice too, when you know how to get them. You know, salt water sink down and the leave fresh water on top. I get that thing and she washed me again. And she had a bite and she gave me one. She gave us Marie and I. Marie knows. Marie Tura. She told me to eat it. I smell it nothing. It's just like fresh from the beach. So I eat it. When we get tired. All the way home, we go to sleep. Mickey wake us up, make tea or coffee, or boil some.
My dad's real mad, huh?
Eh? Thank you. Adopted dad. Adopted dad.
Leo's his real dad.
Mm-hmm. Go after his baby. Yeah, he's a pig. All right, we go home, and when we reach Point Lay, they tell us to make noise like this, so that those people who stay behind, they will know we get walrus. When people kill walrus, when they come to the beach, they have to get close to the beach, they have to make noise like walrus, so that people will know that we kill walrus. Okay, I don't hear anybody do that no more, except Edgar. When he went to teach, you know, it's the only one. So if you folks kill walrus, someday you will make noise like walrus. You know how? You see them in movies. They make noise same as that. TV. That boy, he was small, around 15, no, around 9, 10. And there's Al Vishakalok and phony jewel, we got two crews of whaling crews down in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then one cook for Alvi crew. Say a real nice day, they had a big tank stove on top of the ice, and they have coal, and they got seal blubber. They put seal blubber. That one and Alvi mixed for their donut. Put seal oil in that frying pan. And start the one start to make donuts. He put, fill it up. It's boiling real hot. Finally, they know what's wrong with it. Here comes donuts up in the air. All the donuts start to fly.
I know why.
They put too much baking powder. They had to run away so that donut and oil won't burn them, you know. But it was in outdoors. Real nice day, springtime. They killed whale, though. You see, they threw that dough. And they used soda and baking powder this time. Eat or something like that.
Yeah.
But they still put a little bit too much soda. It's all right though, it don't bust around. It's all right. The only people like come up here were down in Nakucha, close to the mountain Lise. That's where we come from, Point Hope, and stopped there. They were Talksoff's family. Machine's family, Stone's family, Two Stone's family, and another Machine's. Five families, Kucha. And they were on this side of it, the end of the lagoon, they were another family. That was Paulo Taruk and his wife and one little baby, that Rose. She was a little baby and can't walk yet. And there was Pituk and his wife, Paul's oldest brother. And there was Samarura and his wife. And there was Novinya and Dick and another boy. Those are Taroya, their daddy and their mama is a Aguilero. That's how many, three pair married ones, their sons.
Peter Kuma.
And they, one daughter was married to Machine in the first town, little town, Kucha. In the end of the lagoon, Elizabeth Machine's parents. But they didn't have house. I don't know from where they come, I didn't understand that. They must have come down from up inland and stayed there for summer. But they have skin boat. Maybe they go to their skin boat from inland or whatever. Anyway, and next they were Nahooks. And next they was Poinle. They was Mush. They was Susuk. Towin, Upitsan, Fred Forsland, the store manager and his family. And there was Mr. Moyer's first teachers. And next summer, Patrick's come. Tucker, you know, Patrick Tucker, with the family. And there's Samuel's come. And there's Mickey's come. And Sugarloaf's come from up north. Samuel's half house, Arnold's half house, little upside of Utukak. On the beach side, they have a good little house. And then those, the rest of the people have house at Ice Cape. They keep all moving down because the kids have to go to school.
Yeah.
That's your first Point Lay, Gertie. Your first Point Lay people. I thought it was done there when I come 1930s. 30. 31 I go to school.
We are going to rock. I got 7 slaves up there on the mountain. I could talk to him April, I mean May 14. I could hunt for Manic. May 14, talk to him.
1972?
Huh?
1972?
19 I don't know, I got the papers. First thing up.
Nineteen what?
Waitress?
Test 1, 2, 3. If this working or not, we are interviewing Mama Kit about housing and sports. And men's work and women's work and legends. Thank you. We'll begin in just a moment. Thank you.
Not just to subscribe though. Because I could put down the water and it stops.
We are interviewing Mama Kate. She's going to tell us about hunting and houses and holidays and schools, women's work, men's work, and legend. We will begin in a minute. We are interviewing Mama Kate. We are interviewing Mama Kate.